Thank you for joining us today here at CGMF Radio as we consider one of the great Christians of the past, St. Teresa of Avila. In the 1500s, this woman would challenge the church like never before about prayer, about a Christian lifestyle, and about living out your life with less of me and more of God. St. Teresa of Avila was born in Avila, Spain on the 15th of March, 1515. Her parents were both very pious Catholics, and she was inspired to grow up in a life of prayer. But in the midst of that life and that time of contemplation, she found herself battling with the same yearnings and cravings and desires that each and every one of us face, especially in our teenage years, and thought, well, hey, I know that there's something within my heart that cries out to say, hey, I need more of God. I'm to dedicate myself to a religious order. However, maybe I should be just a regular person with a regular job or a regular housewife and just honor my husband. She had those wars within herself. And she was a very beautiful and attractive woman from everything we have read. It leads us to the point that even until her dying day, she was still, even as an elderly person, very attractive. And so she had a lot going for her, as this world would say. But she chose the Lord rather than the pleasures of this world. She loved her mother very much, and her mother was a good counterbalance from the very strict order of her dad. But her mother passed away when she was 15, and she was fighting within herself and was distraught in prayer. And it says in one of her writings, I threw myself down in despair before an image of the Mother God, or the Mother of God. With many tears, I implored the Holy Virgin to become my mother now. I uttered with the simplicity of a child this prayer, and I believe it was heard. From that hour on, I never prayed to the Virgin in vain. Jesus' mother became her mother. During her later teen years, Avila lost some of her early piety and religious zeal. She recounted how she became interested in worldly matters and enjoyed the company of a wide circle of friends. She had a natural charm and found it easy to make friends and returning compliments and being friendly. However, she was not at peace, considering herself to be a miserable sinner. Something within her understood that there was a war within her spiritually and that there was a guilt about how she was living her life. But that sense of being a sinner and dealing with the normal things of the teenage lifestyle were something that she was trying to handle in the most wise form she could. At the age of 16, her father decided to send Teresa to a convent school to be educated. This reignited in her heart and life a spiritual desire and some deliberations considering becoming a nun in the Carmelite order, which she would follow through with. And in time, she would take upon the rules of that convent in its strict order and was relaxed in living in this way. And yet, the convent at this time and many of the convents in that time were not as spiritual as we would think. There was a lot of going in and out to various people in the city and town. There wasn't really a separateness, and there was a lot of camaraderie that went around, and even not very spiritual things. And that led her, in her conviction, in her time of prayer, to consider the fact that maybe we need another sense of a different order, one that is more separated and considering of allowing God to have his way. The convent at times would become overcrowded with people, and it would often not be judging things on a spiritual bent whatsoever, but would consider possessions or material things more so than God. In this climate, Teresa struggled to find the time for prayer and for quiet reflection. Shortly after becoming a nun, Avila expressed a certain need for more spiritual things. But in the midst of that came this sickness, this malaria, which left her in great pain for a long period of time, And then soon she found herself in a coma after quite a period of battles with this malaria, and then even 3 years of paralyzation in her legs. She found herself through these sufferings trying to understand what God was trying to do in her life. I bore these sufferings with great composure, in fact with joy, except at first when the pain was so severe that I couldn't handle it. I was completely surrendered to the will of God, but here I was battling this physical pain constantly, and it kept me from concentrating. God had given me a burden to serve Him. And the other sisters, they were praying for me. And I believe that God was trying to teach me patience, that through it all, I would find great joy in Him. When she was a little better, she resumed her prayers with renewed vigor. However, on telling others of her visions and spiritual experiences, she was dissuaded from persuading them. Certain clergy felt that they were delusions from the devil. There were many that did just that. But St. John at the Cross and some others came to her rescue and tried to tell her, hey, this is a pursuit for the Lord, and God is ministering your life. He's teaching you some things. And as long as you meditate properly upon the Lordship of Christ, God is going to do something special in your life. When Teresa was 41, she met a priest who convinced her to go back to her prayers and implore God to minister within her heart, even as she was being dissuaded by many others to give up and that the devil was working in her life. She wryly remarked the end of the hour's prayer couldn't come soon enough when she began to try to get back into practice. But soon after time, the overwhelming sense of God's love began to transform and illuminate her time of prayer. She became so filled with the divine that at times she didn't even recognize that she was even in her body, she says. She would feel these happenings at many times, and she would believe God for displays of public miracles. Teresa was not just a quiet, placid saint. She had an enduring, natural quality. And so when this started to happen in her life, this spiritual awakening, she didn't keep it to herself. People admired her, but people hated her. People loved her charm, but they didn't like the way that she talked about these mysterious times with God. During this time, she was born in, of course, to a period where the Spanish Inquisition was taking place, and things of a not-so-orthodox nature was not really too comfortable. And so when she tried to live this style of life with a very spiritual bent, there was a lot of scrutiny that was being taking place. And at various times, she was put to naught or put aside by the church. And yet, because of the support of some strong men and women of God who were very spiritual, she was able to get back on course each and every time. At the age of 43, Teresa decided she wanted to find a new order that she could dedicate herself to. And she found one and dedicated herself to a new convent and finally found those who would support her in this time period of change and having a real spiritual order that she could consider being that which would help the body of Christ. Some priests supported her, some didn't. Some supported her, some hated her. But whatever it was, she was guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. Although she underwent many tribulations, she stressed the importance of experiencing God's love. Two quotes from her writings. You know, I no longer govern in the way I used to. Love does everything. I'm not sure if that is because no one gives me cause to reprove her or because I've discovered that things go better in that way. And here's another one. The important thing is not to think much, but to love much. And so do that which best stirs you to love. Love is not great delight, but desire to please God in everything. Love began to challenge her. The God of love, the Lord, His love, began to transcend, began to minister and illuminate her life in an extraordinary way. And she was trying to relay this and help others to find this Jesus. Saint Teresa devoted much of the rest of her life to traveling around Spain, setting up new converts based upon ancient monastic orders like the Carmelites. Her travels and work were not always greeted with enthusiasm. Her reforms were resented by many, and there was much criticism within the midst of the Inquisition period and such. But she kept on going forth, and always someone would come about to help and encourage her. Professors, teachers, pastors, etc. She eventually died on October 4th at the age of 67. A fellow sister described the hours just before the death of St. Teresa as such. She remained in this position in prayer, full of deep peace and great repose. Occasionally she gave some outward sign of surprise or amazement, but everything proceeded in great repose. It seemed as if she were hearing a voice, which she answered. Her facial expression was so wondrously changed that it looked like a celestial body was there. Thus immersed in prayer, happy and smiling, she went out of this world into eternal life. Teresa was one of the great Christian mystics who overcame tremendous physical ailments and absorbed a devotion to God. Sri Chinmoy says, in Spain, Teresa of Avila offered to the world something profoundly mystical. Her mystical experience is the most successful culmination of the divine marriage between the aspiring soul and the liberating Christ. And it is here that man's helpless crying will and God's omnipotent, all-fulfilling will embraces each other. In 1566, she wrote Camino de Perfección, The Way of Perfection, to tell the nuns how to reach this goal of prayer and relationship with God, this love relationship. In 1580, she wrote what is considered her greatest work, the Castillo Interior, Interior Castle. This involved describing the various stages of spiritual evolution leading to full life of prayer. And you also start seeing how God started out and started ministering in a time capsule space within her spiritual development. And then finally, the Las Fundaciones, from 1573 to 1582, were written and culminated her life of full prayer. Here's poetry of St. Teresa of Avila. She writes several volumes of poetry. Let nothing upset you, let nothing startle you. All things pass, God does not change. Patience wins all it seeks. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone is enough. I leave you with the thought that God alone is enough. Because that is what she found in her life. That all the trappings of this life are temporary compared to the power, the love, and the mercy, and the tenderness that can be found in expressing our love to God, and that love expressing itself through us to others. If you want to honor St. Teresa, honor her by showing love. And let God give you the help and the strength to learn from her how you might become a more devoted and spiritual Christian each and every day. God bless you and thank you for joining with us in this journey and this look at the life of Teresa of Avila.